Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The current farm bill expires in 32 days. And as Congress prepares a short-term extension, producer organizations are ramping up the urgency of their requests. With new challenges in the global marketplace, the Rural and Ag Council of America is asking Congress to bolster American agricultural production in the next iteration of the Farm Bill. Jess Peterson, Rural and Agriculture Council of America.
The success of the 2023 Farm Bill will be determined by its ability to ensure national security throughout food security. A Farm Bill should not bolster foreign adversaries, but rather identify ways to support domestic producers. An easy way to do this is through stricter country of origin labeling requirements on imported products and addressing unfair trade practices. A spring 2023 study from the U.S. Department of Agriculture showed that consumers are willing to pay up to $3.67 per pound more if they know it was born, raised, harvested, and processed in the United States. Consumers want to support American agriculture and are willing to put their money where their mouth is. It's time for Congress to do so, too.
Peterson says the Rural and Agriculture Council of America would like to see the 2023 Farm Bill level the playing field for U.S. producers and points to how countries like China are gaining U.S. market share.
China was the third largest international supplier of agriculture products to the U.S. in 2022. That's up nearly 10% to the value of $9.5 billion. Processed canned fruits and vegetables grown and packaged in China were one of the top products imported into the U.S. Imports of canned meat since 2018 are over 400%. It's extremely concerning to U.S. farmers, ranchers, and consumers that the U.S. continues to allow imports from countries that enable forced slave labor on farms, ranches, and in their processing facilities. China and Brazil both rank high in agriculture exports and forced labor violations. This needs to change. Congress needs to work on language in the 2023 Farm Bill that addresses and acknowledges the impact of these practices and ensures that unacceptable production standards are being dealt with and allow our producers to fairly compete in the global marketplace.
Their website, ruralag.org. Several laws and regulations provide special treatment for farmers and ranchers. There are also several rules that can adversely impact producers as well.
As Washburn University Ag Law Professor Roger McCowan points out,
in many respects, it's law by the exception. And that's what makes it unique. And there's a long history of the Congress legislating special rules for farmers and ranchers. And that is pretty broad, and it cuts across many, many areas of the law. The law treats farmers and ranchers and whoever can meet the definition of a farmer or rancher differently than it does somebody that doesn't meet the definition.
Yet at the same time,
the law, many would say, unfortunately, impacts farmers and ranchers to a greater degree today than it ever has. In many respects, that's probably not a good thing because a lot of that involves regulation of agricultural activities.
McCowan conducted a recent breakdown of both sides of the ag law coin. On the side of agriculture being the law of exception,
we have federal labor law exemptions for farmers and ranchers that are different from other businesses. State workers' compensation exemptions are different at the state level. Cooperatives are exempt from antitrust constraints. We have special financing rules under the Uniform Commercial Code for farmers dealing with farm products. Farm bankruptcy, Chapter 12 bankruptcy.
Created during the farm crisis of the 1980s.
Protection from nuisance lawsuits and state right to farm laws. Those are unique from state to state.
Plus, special tax treatment for producers and agricultural property, as many factors in farming, such as weather and global trade, are beyond their control. On the other hand, regulatory and legal concerns for agriculture can be very complex, according to McCowan, making them difficult to understand. These matters can affect everything from ag financing to estate planning. One example of a regulatory concern for farmers?
Water law is big with respect to estate planning. It's big with respect to valuations of your farm or your ranch. If you don't have a water right, you don't have much. And the water fights between states.
This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a weather break.